And he did not desire, the brother did not desire to go in. Then coming out, his father begged him. What an awesome God. What an awesome father. I mean, I don't know if I would have been that generous. But God's changing me, so I'm believing it's going to happen. But the father comes out and he finds out that the older son is upset. He finds out that the son that's been there all along, the son that's worked hard, he's not upset with his greed. He's not upset with his envy. He's coming out to try to encourage him. Come on, your brother's back. You know what? The heart of the father is that we all love one another. The heart of the father is that we're excited when someone gets saved. We're excited when someone gets blessed. We're excited when somebody gets changed. It's never in the father's heart to even understand jealousy and envy in his creation. And so, but answering, he said to the father, "Behold, so many years I served you, and I have never transgressed a command of yours. And you never gave a goat to me so that I might be merry and have a party with my friends. But when this son of yours came, the one devouring your living with harlots, you killed the fattened calf for him." Here he is, he's jealous. It's like he's thinking he has the wrong understanding of his father's heart. And most of the church has the wrong understanding of God. And they think somehow by serving him, by trying to be loyal, by works, by working, by not living the other kind of life, you somehow deserve more from God. But you don't understand. You don't understand that this brother who went and lived in the world, that's not something that should be in our hearts to want. God takes that out of our hearts. This brother, though he stayed, he still wanted the things of the world. This brother, though he stayed, thought, I will stay and serve God even when my heart isn't here. And so he didn't have the heart of the father, and he didn't understand. He couldn't even understand God. He couldn't understand this father who in these parables represents God. And so he's very jealous. He thought the brother should be punished. He thought the brother should, you know. And what people don't understand is when you live in sin, when you go after the world, you are being punished. It's not a good life. It's a horrible life. There's nothing about sin that I want to go back to. Nothing. And I don't say that with the, I'm going to serve God. I love God. I love serving God. I love the things of the kingdom of God. I love Jesus Christ so much that there's nothing in the pig pen that I want. But even without getting to the pig pen, to me, it's all the pig pen. I don't want the things of the world. I don't need those things because I found the real in God. And then when you find the real in God, the party's all the time. And when I say that, I mean just having the joy of the Lord, having this wonderful presence of God in your life and knowing when you ask, the Lord hears you and he blesses you and he takes care of your needs. There's just nothing greater. There's nothing more rewarding and more really just absolutely wonderful than knowing God and knowing he's real. I'm not trying to convince people, you know, just to serve God. I'm just letting you know you are missing out on the very reason you were created when you don't find Jesus Christ and make him real. You're allowing jealousy and envy and lies to keep you from this awesome father. It goes on, and the father says to him, "Child, you are always with me, and all of my things are yours. But to be merry and to rejoice was right, for this brother of yours was dead, and now he lives again. He was lost, and now he's found." And I just want to encourage those who are listening, we have a God who wants to give us everything that he has. He created you. He created me. He created everyone you see with the desire to love them, with the desire to take care of them, with the desire to fill their life with so much joy and peace. And we're over here in the system we were talking about of superior, inferior, striving, struggling, using the gifts and the talents and the things he's given us for his glory, for his purposes, not to make us happy and not to make us sad, not to make us feel good about ourselves and not to make us feel bad about ourselves, but simply because he is the one who made you and he knows what he wants to do with your life. But he's all you need. He is your inheritance. He's all that you need. And so this jealous thing that gets on people, this envy, God wants you to hate that thing. He wants you to despise it and want to get free from it.